Let's start and continuing to watch my broadcasts. Fastball misses to George Lombard. It is a 1-1 count to the Tarpons DH. Lombard had a hit in his first at bat and then went 0 for his next four. And Tyson Ware bat 6, Jared Thomas 7, Diego Gonzalez 8, and Avery Wusuasidu, the non-hitter for the Threshers. Defense for the Tampa Tarpons is as follows. Dylan Hasso at first, Hans Montero at second, Roger Carias at short, and Emmanuel Tejeda at third as Jordan Vyers checks his swing and a called slider for a strike. 0-1 is the count. Kobe Morales in left, Jackson Castillo in center, and Willie Montero in right for Tampa, with Tomas Frick doing the catching for Josh Gross, making his second start of the week and starting off Vyers with a 1-1 count. Next pitch to Vyers, a changeup in the dirt. It's a 2-1 count. Vyers, three-game on base streak, with a couple of RBIs in yesterday's doubleheader. A 2-1 fastball is airmailed behind the plate, and it's a 3-1 count now to Vyer. Three-one pitch, fastball outside, and the Threshers get the game's first base runner with a leadoff walk in the first inning. So Jordan Vyers now aboard for Clearwater. Leadoff man on, and Devin Saltabon trying to drive him in. Saltabon with three RBIs during the doubleheader yesterday, a two RBI knock in game one, and then game two with one of his biggest ribbies of the season as he takes a fastball to make it 0-1. Walk-off winner, number four of the season for Clearwater, and Saltabon got his first professional walk-off hit, a rocket of a double in the ninth. 0-1 from Gross. Fastball bounced back to Gross up the middle. He fires to second for one. Quick throw to first, double play. And the leadoff man is taken off the base pass on a 1-4-3 twin killing. So, two gone in the first, and Caden Hediger, a late addition to the Threshers lineup, is into play first. Keaton Anthony was initially scheduled to start at first base. He is still in the Threshers dugout, but he gets the Sunday off after playing the majority of this series for Clearwater. First pitch to Hediger. Fastball just missing inside, and it's a 1-0 count. Hediger has the Threshers' longest active on-base streak going. 17 straight games reaching base for Caden, with a walk in each of those 17 games as he goes around on the fastball, leaving the count at 1-1. 17 walks over the last 17 games for Hediger, 11 for 57. With six RBIs and 16 runs scored during his on-base streak. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's a 2-1 count to Hediger. Catcher by trade, but a lot of catchers get some shifts over at first base. And Hediger has been playing a lot of first with three catchers on the Threshers roster. 2-1 the count to Hediger now as Gross winds and fires. A slider catches the outside corner. It's a 2-2 count. Hediger, switch hitter, batting lefty, hit his only home run of the season as a left-handed hitter back in Bradenton on the second game of the season. He has 12 RBIs with that two-run home run on April the 6th. The slider misses outside again from Gross, and it's 3-2. Hediger, the 21-ranked prospect in the Phillies minor league system, drafted in the 11th round out of Sierra Canyon High School in the MLB draft in 2023. Payoff pitch, Hediger takes the fastball outside. That is his 18th walk in his last 18 games, each of which Hediger has been aboard. So two outs in the inning, but two walks as well for Josh Gross as Hediger heads to first base with two gone, and Pierce Bennett, the cleanup man at the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Demon Deacons leader in batting average last year with an at-bat-to-strikeout ratio of over 11 for Bennett, who was picked in the 20th round of last year's draft, as Bennett takes the slider for a called strike. Count is 0-1 to Pierce, who is riding a three-game hit streak, a five-game on base streak. 2-for-13. Last series, he's 2-for-7 this week. 3-for-9 over his last three games. Fastball fouled away. It's 0-2 now to Bennett, who has driven in a run and scored twice in nine plate appearances this week. 0-2 is the count to Bennett. Hediger taking a short lead off of first. Gross fires. Bouncer back up the middle, and that's going to get through for a base hit. Hediger turns and sprints towards third base. A throw from Castillo is not in time. Caden Hediger moves to third on the first hit of the ball game. A two-out single by Pierce and Bennett. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia for the Threshers. Five RBIs during the doubleheader yesterday, and because of this knock by Pierce Bennett, he's a step closer to another one. Great base running by Caden Hediger, who made the turn and went to third easily on the two-out knock. So two gone, but two on for the Threshers. Bennett on first, Hediger on third, and Raylan Heredia at the plate for Clearwater with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. One hit, two walks in the first inning from Gross, who fires in a fastball for a called strike to Raylan Heredia. He has thrown 17 pitches, 9 for strikes in the first two-thirds of the first inning. 0-1 is the count to Heredia. 5 homers, 23 RBIs after tying a career high in game 1 of the doubleheader with a 4 RBI day, all of them coming on the grand slam. Heredia flings the bat towards the Threshers dugout as he swings and misses the fastball to make it 0-2. And Raylan will come back, get his bat, and get some more pine tar on the all-black piece of lumber. As we take another look, Heredia has such a hard swing, and it's not the first time we've seen him lose his grip on the bat. He almost took out his pitching coach, though, in Gustavo Armas, who got out of the way quite quickly. Threshers dugout, I'm sure, will have a good-natured laugh about that as Heredia is all pine-tarred up and back in the box. 0-2 count, 2 aboard with 2 outs in the first. Now the pitch. Fouled away the fastball. It stays at 0-2. Gross got the start on Tuesday. 10 strikeouts in 6 shutout innings for him in a game the Tarpons ended up winning in 10 innings. Nothing a 2 count to Heredia still. Here's the pitch. Bennett goes to second. Slider misses outside, and the throw's held by the catcher as Bennett has his 5th steal of the season. 6th steal of the season. His 2nd of the series, as he had a stolen base in game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader. We'll take another look as Bennett got a nice jump. Slides to the outside of the bag. Doesn't matter anyway because there was no throw. 1-2 the count to Heredia, who pops a fastball foul, fly ball behind home plate to keep the count at 1-2. Now there are runners on 2nd and 3rd. A single would likely bring the both home. Bennett on 2nd and Hediger on 3rd with 2 outs for the Threshers. 1-2 the count to Heredia. And the pitch. Tapped foul. We stay at 1-2 again. Two on, two outs. 1-2 to Heredia. Gross sets from the center of the rubber. Time is called by Heredia. With 2 outs and a 1-2 count. Bryson Ware hoping to get up this inning. He is swinging around in the on-deck circle as Heredia is back to face the 1-2. Gross sets and fires home. Heredia hits a hard ground ball to third. It's backhanded by Morales, and the throw skips past Hasso and gets to the wall. 2-run score on the error, and the Threshers take an early lead on Father's Day thanks to Emmanuel Tejeda. Gets his first error of the series as the Threshers take a 2-0 lead. Take another look. Well hit by Heredia, but a quick throw had to be made because Raylan was hustling down that line. but the throw got away from the first baseman, Hasso, and Heredia was off to the races at second. Bennett and Hediger scored on the play, so the Threshers lead 2-0 early, and Preston Claiborne will go have a chat with his infield after the E5 plates two runs. So 2-0 the lead for Clearwater, and we'll be checking on Lakeland's score today, as Lakeland in a doubleheader against Fort Myers just needs to lose one game. And if the Threshers win and Lakeland loses one of two, the Threshers will be a half game ahead of the Flying Tigers, as they are currently tied for first in the Florida State League West Division. So the Threshers will take a two-out error to get their first runs of the game. And now Bryson Ware comes up to the plate with a man on second and two gone. Two nothing the lead, first pitch to Ware. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-1. So it's a single and an error on that last play as Ware pops up a slider foul. So Heredia gets one run batted in. But both runs, I believe, will be unearned for Josh Gross. 2-0 Threshers, two gone, and an 0-2 count to Ware in the bottom of the first inning. First time Threshers have struck first during this series against Tampa. 0-2 to Ware. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. The first inning ends on Gross's first strikeout of the afternoon. But the Threshers put up a couple of runs. Two runs coming on two hits, one error, one left for Clearwater, as they lead it 2-0 heading into the second.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by Baycare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Baycare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. The Threshers are also at Threshers Baseball on Threads and Instagram, at Threshers on X, and we're at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. So there are plenty of ways to keep up with your Threshers all season long. Threshers with a 2-0 lead, getting the first runs for the first time today. An errant base runner got aboard for the Tarpons in the first. And now Dylan Hasso comes up to the plate after greeting the home plate umpire, Dylan Reeves, with a nice little pat on the back with the bat. Dylan Reeves at home plate calling balls and strikes. Caleb George is the bases ump tonight as Dylan Hasso takes a curveball from Tucker for a called strike one. Four-pitch mix from Tucker, couple different sliders, a gyro slider, and one of the regular varieties of sliders, as the 0-1 pitch is the fastball upstairs, 1-1 count to Dylan Hasso. Sinker, slider, changeup, fastball, and a gyro slider for Tucker. And the gyro that Tucker has is a slider with a bit more vertical movement. Slider sweeper has a lot more sweeping action going horizontally out of the pitcher's hand. 2-1 the count to Dylan Hasso, who's missed the last couple of games. 34 ribbies and 6 homers on the season for the Tarpons' first baseman. Another slider in for a called strike to Hasso, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Hasso, Castillo, and Hans Montero to lead off the second for the Tarpons. Slider, just missing outside, and it's 3-2. So a full count to Dylan Hasso here in the top of the second inning. Tucker winds and fires. Payoff pitch. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike 3. Hasso just let the heat go right by him. And Tucker now has 2 strikeouts looking in his first inning and a third. Take another look, and Tucker just sped that heater right down the middle. Had some sinking action to it. Went right above the knees of Hasso, who realized quickly that that was going to be strike 3. So one gone for the lefty. Jackson Castillo takes a slider inside for ball number 1. And the pitch result challenge, but the call upheld, stays 1-0. Castillo, cleanup hitter last night, hit a home run in the 4th inning, but struck out 3 times in a day where he finished 1-for-5. He was also thrown out at home in extra innings in a crucial defensive play by A.J. Shaver as he fouls a fastball back to bring the count down to 1-1. A breaking ball missing for ball number 1. Or ball number 2, excuse me. Just missing upstairs on the heater, and it's a 3-1 count. Jared Thomas, the left-handed hitting catcher, is the battery mate of Tucker today. Got a 3-1 count to Jackson Castillo, who pops one up. Foul down the left field line and out of play. Now the count goes full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch, inside, ball 4. And there's the first safely reached base runner for the Tarpons as Castillo draws a walk in the second inning. So one out, one on for the Tarpons. 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the top of the second inning. And what's going to be interesting to watch is the Tarpons' pitching situation today. Gross went 6 innings last time, and Tampa added a new pitcher because they had to go to one of their catchers in extra innings yesterday because they burned so many arms, as Hans Montero takes a fastball for a called strike. 3 pitchers out of the bullpen were used by the Tarpons yesterday after Cade Smith went 4 innings and allowed 4 runs. The 0-1 inside on the sinker, and it's 1-1 to Hans Montero. DH'd yesterday, went 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. Stole a base and scored each time he reached. 2 of the 4 runs attributed to Hans Montero in yesterday's loss for Tampa. He hits a chopper down the third baseline. Gonzalez has it, fumbles the transfer, so no play at second, but he gets the out at first on a running throw for out number 2 here in the second inning. It would have been tough to get Castillo anyway with his speed off the line, but 2 outs after a nice defensive play by Diego Gonzalez. We take another look at it here. Hit right to Gonzalez, just slow enough that it could have been a double play ball, but Castillo was already almost at second when Gonzalez came up with the rock. So he just had to throw it to first, and an easy out number 2. So 2 gone, 2-0 lead for the Threshers in the second, as a balk is called on Tucker to move Castillo to second base, or to third base, excuse me. So no pitch there to Montero, who represents the tying run. Now Jackson Castillo is on third on the balk as Montero pops up a fastball foul. It's 0-1. The 0-1. Fastball just missing outside. It's a 1-1 count to Willie Montero. Five homers, 28 RBIs on the season for Willie. Has him just under the top 10 spot in the Florida State League this season. Tucker, the 1-1. High fly ball out to center field. Owusu-Asiedu is there, calls off the right fielder as he drifts into right center, makes the catch and ends the second inning. So a walk is the only base runner for the Tarpons here in the second inning. One runner stranded. And no runs, no hits or errors. We head to the bottom of the second. Threshers lead it 2-0.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday home game at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items all for just $1. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. And I know it was definitely just a, you know, verbal typo, me saying boom tickets at first instead of berm tickets. But that kind of gives me an awesome idea to sell tickets. We got to call something boom tickets. Maybe like home run seats could be boom tickets. I don't know. It's too early in the morning for me to be thinking rationally and clearly. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Top or bottom of the second inning, and I really can't think because I almost said top of the inning. Jared Thomas leads off the frame for the Threshers, takes a slider for a 1-0 count. One error apiece, two runs on two hits for the Threshers as they lead by two. Jared Thomas fouling off a fastball as we are greeted by Finley, who should be credited with writing the song Baby Shark. I don't know why he doesn't get the props for that, but he absolutely should. Happy Father's Day, Finley. To you and all the daddy sharks out there. Jared Thomas takes a big hack and sends it out to left field. Caught by Morales for the first out in the second inning. And I'm sure Finley's Father's Day plans involves eating a lot of fish. Yeah? Going fishing for food. Throwing the baseball around. Playing some catch in the middle of the ocean. I mean, that's always... How does catch even work in the middle of an ocean? That must be tricky. Ooh, Diego Gonzalez gets plunked. Takes a fastball in the top of his right shoulder. And the Threshers have a man on with one out in the second inning. Yeah, that one hurt Finley. Rubbing his own shoulder. And he's talking about doing some grilling for Father's Day. He's got a barbecue-looking shirt on right now. Like, you can't tell me that's not just a classic, like, I'm a dad on the grill, let me put some burgers and dogs on for the kids kind of shirt. You know? Big salmon burger guy over there? Yeah, definitely. Delicious and healthy. It's a good way to be, Finley. That's why Finley looks so darn good. What a good-looking shark he is. First pitch to Avery Owusu-Asiedu is a fastball fouled away. 0-1 the count. Diego Gonzalez on first base with one out in the bottom of the second inning, and the Threshers leading 2-0. Finley had something to do with that. Just spreading good vibes all day. That's what Finley does, folks. Just the top vibes on Father's Day and all other days. 0-1, fastball missing upstairs to Suicidu. It's a 1-1 count. Avery has reached base in each of the last five games. Five walks since June the 7th. 2-for-13 with 3 runs scored, including a double and a run scored last night in game number 1. Owusu-Asidu pops up the 1-1, staying on the infield for the first baseman, Hasso, who calls everyone off, camps and catches for the second out of the second inning. Now bring up the top of the Threshers order, Jordan Byers, who reached on a walk in the first inning. Might have been taken off on a double play, but Byers now has 3 walks in his last 4 games, all of which he has reached base, and he will be playing all 6 games of this series for Clearwater. 3-for-19 with a home run and 7 RBIs for Jordan Byers. Fastball misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. So Finley's had a pretty big week here at the ballpark, had his birthday. Threshers are back in first place now. Saw some of his mascot friends, and now it's Father's Day. Gonzalez heads for second base. High throw from the catcher, and Gonzalez slides in just underneath the tag of Roderick Urias. Stolen base number 1 for Diego. And it's a 2-0 count to Jordan Byers to add insult to injury. Diego Gonzalez just speeding around and getting to the back part of the bag. Just past the tag of the shortstop, Roderick Urias. So he's got some serious wheels. And Finley says that he could only catch someone that fast if they were in the water. His legs don't work as well. But it's probably because he was born with fins. Could have something to do with it. It's all right. We know Finley's the fastest swimmer out there, but he might not be stealing bases for the Threshers anytime soon. 2-0 to Byers, and the breaking ball just clicks the inside corner. It's 2-1. Two outs, man on second, and 2-0 lead for the Threshers here in the second inning. High fly ball out to deep right field. Coming on is Montero, and he drifts in as the wind catches that. So does Willie Montero for the final out in the second inning. Threshers get a man on second on a hit by pitch, but no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. We're through 2 innings here on Father's Day at Bay Care Ballpark. Threshers 2, Tarpons nothing.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
To keep up with the action all season long, visit ThreshersBaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Plenty of issues on some of our great promotions, like the Father's Day hats today. I know my dad is very interested in getting one, and I told him that he should just get himself down here. But he didn't listen, and he's still at home.
Doesn't challenge me.
But I'll try and borrow one to give to him. It's fine. 0-1 to Kobe Morales. Taps a foul. It's 0-1. It's 0-2 now. 2-0 lead for the Threshers with an 0-2 count to the number 9 hitter for the Tarpons in inning number 3. Two hits in the first two for Clearwater, and they've had a base runner on in both innings so far. 0-2 coming out of Morales as Tucker winds, kicks, and fires. Fastball upstairs, it's 1-2. Kobe Morales in left tonight. He's played left and first base this week. Played a little bit of right field when the Threshers visited Tampa. But has played in mostly first base today. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Braden Tucker has a strikeout in every inning. So that's three Ks for Braden. And that one, his first K swinging. So one gone in the third. Last two innings have been led off with a strikeout. Now Tomas Frick comes up to the plate for the Tarpons. He is Tampa's number 9 hitter. Fastball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count as pitch number 30 from Tucker makes it 1-0. 30 pitches, 18 for strikes from Braden Tucker. Three Ks in the first two and a third. 1-0 now to Frick. Slider missing inside, and it's a 2-0 count. So 2-0 the count. And now the pitch. Fouled back. It's 2-1 as Frick going after the hitter's 2-0 count. One pitcher added for the Tarpons today, but the Threshers haven't made a move since on Friday when they activated Lou Albrecht from the development list. And he's played a couple games this series. 2-1 now. Fouled back on a half swing by Frick. That lands towards first base as it deflects off the railing of the Tarpons dugout. So now a 2-2 count to Tomas Frick, who has caught four games out of six now this series, with Oscar Silverio catching the other two. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the third. Now the 2-2. High fly ball deep out to left center field. Wusu Asidu drifting back into left center. He makes the grab for the second out of the third inning. So two outs in the top of the third inning for the Tarpons, and now the top of the order returns to the bat as Emmanuel Tejeda, a victim of two errors in one way, shape, or form in the first inning. So Tejeda reached on an error in the first and then did not realize how many outs there were on Roger Carrillo's fly out to center as Tejeda fouls a fastball back to make it 0-1. Tejeda was at third by the time Owusu Asidu made the catch, and he made an easy relay throw back to first to get the out. Tejeda takes a slider lone away. It's a 1-1 count here in the top of the third. 2-0 lead for the Threshers, and we'll keep our eye on the Flying Tigers doubleheader. Right now, Lakeman leading Fort Myers 1-0, but Fort Myers has the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the second inning. 2-1 the count on the slider to Tejeda. Back-to-back sliders missing low from Braden Tucker. 2-1. Chopper foul down the third base line. Count goes 2-2 as that one rolls past the coach's box to even the count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-0 lead for the Threshers in the top of the third. Tejeda, homer, 15 ribbies on the season, and has hits in every game he has played in so far this series. 2-2 to Tejeda. Holds up the swing, fastball upstairs, and the count fills up at three balls and two strikes. Third full count of the game offered by Braden Tucker. Tucker winds and fires. Payoff pitch hit on the ground right to third baseman Gonzalez. He scoops it up. Hard throw to first base in time. And that'll do it for the third inning. Threshers set down the Tarpons in order. 1-2-3 in the third inning. Now we head to the home half of the third where the Threshers lead it 2-0 over the Tarpons.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday for information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Our next home game is Tuesday, June 25th, when the Threshers take on the Bradenton Marauders here at BayCare Ballpark. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for a 6:30 first pitch on our final Dollar Tuesday of the month of June. About halfway through the season, by this time, next time the Threshers return to BayCare Ballpark, we will know if the Threshers already have a playoff spot locked up or if they will be playing to clinch the second half. Right now, Threshers are tied in first with the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who are in a doubleheader against Fort Myers, over in Fort Myers. 0-1 to Saltabon. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Saltabon grounded into a double play in the first with the walk-off hero last night, and he's 0-1. And Fort Myers stranded the bases loaded in the bottom of the second. So they are through two over in Fort Myers. 0-2 to Saltabon, swing, and it pops out of the catcher's glove. A tag for safety applied by Frick, and that is the first out of the third. So Saltabon now 0-2, and Caden Hediger comes up to the plate, fresh off of adding to his on-base streak. 18th walk in his 18-game streak for Hediger. He ended up scoring the Threshers' first run on the RBI single by Raylan Heredia. First pitch, fastball inside, and it's a 1-0 count to Hediger. 171 hitter on the season with a home run and 12 RBIs. 1-0 now from Gross here in the bottom third. The pitch swung on a miss, and the fastball gets by Hediger, 1-1. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Both of their hits came in the first inning on back-to-back knocks from Pierce Bennett and Raylan Heredia that drove in a run. The other scored on an error. Now the 1-1. Fastball low and away. It's a 2-1 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Hediger has played at first base, second base, and catcher so far this season for the Threshers. So in a couple of catchers, at least in the big leagues, that made some memorable appearances at second base. 2-1, fastball inside, and it's 2-2. Jorge Posada doing the catching for the Yankees in a blowout at Yankee Stadium over 10 years ago is always one I remember fondly, but the Boston Red Sox recently have been hit by the injury bug, and they started their catcher Connor Wong at second base out of necessity. Slider fouled back by Hediger. It's 2-2. The Threshers, of course, aren't moving Hediger around because of necessity. They just have a lot of depth on this team. There are a bunch of guys who can play catcher. There are three catchers on the active roster for Clearwater. Last year, they usually just carried two between Ryan Leach and Jordan Disson. But this year, for the better part of the season, there have been three catchers competing for time behind the plate. So Hediger gets the move to first base as he pops the fastball foul behind home plate. It's 2-2. And his ability to be versatile and play multiple positions is one of the reasons that the Phillies think of him so highly. He plays solid defense at catcher and at first base, and was good enough to play at second for a couple games in May. 2-2 pitch, another one pop foul behind the plate. Fastball is going to clear the stadium, and that is three pitches fouled away in a row by Caden Hediger in this 2-2 count. One out, and the base is clear in the bottom of the third inning. Threshers with a 2-0 lead, trying to clinch this series victory after dropping the last two and falling out of first place for the first time since April. High fly ball down the left field line. Drifting foul from Hediger, and it's out of play as it hits off the netting in front of Kobe Morales, the Tarpons left fielder. So still a 2-2 count to Hediger. Four foul balls with two strikes on him. And that is eight pitches in this at-bat for Josh Gross. Threshers trying to just push up the pitch count as the Tarpons are injury-riddled at the moment and pretty thin on pitching. 2-2. Another fly ball behind home plate, fouled away by Caden Hediger. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Right now, the Tarpons have 14 pitchers on their active roster and 9 on the injured list. 2-2, cut on a miss, and that's strike three. A long at bat for Caden Hediger, but a swinging strikeout puts up the second out in the third inning. That'll bring up Pierce Bennett, who stole a base and scored a run after he singled in the first base in the first inning. So Bennett has now a 4-game hit streak, 4 for his last 10, and he's 5 for his last 17 in his 6-game on base streak that has lasted since June the 6th. Line drive to short, picked up on a hop by Arias. He sends to first, picked off the ground by Hasso, and it's a 1-2-3 third inning. Threshers go down in order for the first time, and Clearwater leads Tampa 2-0 heading into the fourth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate our nation's independence at BayCare Ballpark during the next homestand. Join us for some Star Spangled Baseball on Saturday, June 29th, and Wednesday, July 3rd. Fireworks after each game are presented by Budweiser. We had over 8,800 of our closest friends come to ring in the Independence Day on July 4th last year, hoping to pack the stadium for an epic Independence Day showing here at BayCare Ballpark in a couple of weeks. Top of the fourth inning, first pitch is a soft liner to short. Ware picks it up in the outfield grass, long throw to first, in time as he gets the Speedy Lombard by half a step for the first out in the fourth inning. And Bryson Ware, in his natural position at shortstop, looking ever so smooth on the left side of that infield. He's got a fantastic glove. Difficult hop on the cut of the outfield grass and not too close for Lombard. Almost got himself aboard. Change up in for a ball to Roderick Arias, who flied out in the first, ending up in a double play that went 8-6-3. 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Arias has a ton of power, but he's struck out at least once every game so far this series. He had three strikeouts over two games of the doubleheader yesterday. He hits a hard ground ball to first, backhanded by Hediger. He'll call off the pitcher. Tag the bag himself, two down in the fourth inning. So two gone in the fourth inning. Threshers lead 2-0. Two hits and an error for Clearwater. In the top of the fourth inning. Tucker wasting no time. Starts off Hasso with a slider low. It's a 1-0 count. Hasso struck out looking in his first game back in a couple of days. He was taken out in the third inning of the Threshers' first win of the series. A 7-3 victory on Thursday. Hasso was hit by a pitch and has been rested since Thursday. Now he is even in a 1-1 count as the sinker falls in for a strike. The 1-1. Breaking ball on the inside edge, and it's 1-2. Nice looking slider from Tucker for the second strike. 1-2 the count with two outs to Hasso. Second on the team with 34 RBIs. 1-2 pitch upstairs on the slider, and it's 2-2. Tucker has now thrown 47 pitches, 30 over for strikes. Tucker, the 2-2. Fouled back by Hasso. Defensive swing pokes the slider foul and will do it again at 2-2. Couple RBIs this series. Hasso and Roderick Arias have been competing for Tampa's top RBI spot, which Arias has with 36 RBIs. He's third in the league. 2-2 now to Hasso. And the fastball pops out of the glove of Thomas. Pitch number 50 fills up the count to Dylan Hasso, who's fifth in the Florida State League with his 34 RBIs. Full count, two outs, 2-0 lead for the Threshers in the top of the fourth. Tucker, set from the first base side of the rubber, takes a deep breath, rocks and fires. Payoff pitch is low on this gyro slider for ball number four. Second walk of the day issued by Tucker, and a two-out base runner is on for the Tarpons as Dylan Hasso heads to first. Jackson Castillo represents the tying run. He walked in the second inning and made it all the way to third base. Two outs and a man aboard, Threshers with a 2-0 lead. First pitch to Castillo, fastball inside, and it's 1-0. Hasso is on first base, being watched by Hediger. His only career steal came in his only attempt earlier this year, so Hasso can run, but is not necessarily a threat to try and steal, as the change from Tucker misses outside to make it 2-0 to the lefty Castillo. He's hitting 252 on the season, 5 homers, 15 RBIs, including a solo jack yesterday. 2-0 now from Tucker. Fastball popped up high and foul. It's 2-1. Hasso is off on contact. He'll head back to first base. 1-for-1 in stolen bases this season. And now back in the box is the left-handed hitting center fielder, Jackson Castillo. 2-1 from Tucker now. And the pitch. Inside on the sinking fastball. It's 3-1. Two walks, 3 strikeouts so far for Tuck. And he's a ball away from a third one. So the count's 3-1 to Jackson Castillo. Here's the pitch. Fouled backwards, and the count goes full. Hasso will be running on the pitch. It's 3-2 with 2 outs. Assuming his lead is Hasso, Chase Hopewell starts to warm up in the Threshers' pen. Runner goes, payoff pitch, grounded up the middle. Bryson Ware waits on it, sends it to first base in time, and that is the end of the fourth inning. Two ground outs to Bryson Ware. Tarpon strand a runner, no hits, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 lead for the Threshers on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
One of the best local bands returns to Clearwater when the Black Honkies Band performs at Bay Care Ballpark on June 28th. Stay after the game for some great live music. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch presented by Truly Hard Seltzer. So we'll have a concert on my dad's birthday. Always fun to mention that on Father's Day. As Raylan Heredia starts off the inning, taking a changeup low for ball number one. He had an RBI single in the first inning. RBI number 24 on the season for Raylan. Next pitch, the fastball right down the main street, and it's 1-1. With the error, Heredia was only given one RBI on the two-run single he had when the error helped him reach in the first inning, but now he has a 2-1 count. So Heredia has 9 RBIs now in this series. 2-1 now to Raylan. Here's the pitch from Gross. Fastball, line back to second base. On the ground, scooped up by Hans Montero. He sends it to first. Hasso makes the squeeze, and that's the first out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Bryson Ware. He's made a couple of nice plays at short already tonight. He's coming back to the plate for the Clearwater Threshers. Ware struck out in the first, so he is 0-1. But Ware hits this one a ride, hits the first pitch out to center field. To the warning track goes Castillo. He makes the catch for the second out in the fourth inning. So two quick outs in the fourth, a ground out and a fly out. Now Jared Thomas comes up to the plate for the Threshers. He's 0-1 with a fly out to left. Thomas hit his only home run of his professional career against the Tampa Tarpons. He had two doubles in 11 games in the complex last year and scored 3 runs for the Threshers in 2023. First pitch of Thomas, a fastball outside, and it's 1-0. Thomas played game one yesterday, walked and scored in his first game of the series after going 1-for-9 in Bradenton. On the year, he's hitting 169 with a home run and 8 RBIs. 1-0 count to Jared Thomas as a quick refreshing of signals from the Tarpons catcher. 1-0 now. Fastball outside. It's 1-1. Speaking of 1-1, Lakeland and Fort Myers are now tied at 1 after 3 innings. So the Mighty Muscles putting extra pressure on the Flying Tigers with the Threshers taking the lead early on here. Slider in for a called strike to Thomas. It's 1-1. So the Threshers and Flying Tigers currently in a tie for first place. Lakeland has the tiebreaker, but the Threshers looking to take first place back. Hit on the ground towards second. Roderick Arias undercuts the second baseman, and Hasso stays on the bag somehow on a tough throw to first, and it goes 6-3. For 1-2-3-4. Threshers had all three batters retired in back-to-back innings. Really close play at first base. Good play by Arias. And that's the right call. Barely stayed on the bag, but for about a second when the ball was in the glove, the first baseman was on there. Tough call, though, but the Threshers lead 2-0 heading into the fifth.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
What better way to celebrate Christmas in July than with a unique Threshers snow globe on Friday, July 19th? Make sure to get here early and grab one. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for a 6:30 first pitch, presented by Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. Top of the fifth inning here in Clearwater. Braden Tucker waiting for his catcher, Jared Thomas, who was the last batter up. In the fourth inning, Thomas coming out of the dugout. Threshers with a 2-0 lead. Two hits and an error so far for Clearwater. Top of the fifth inning, and if Tucker can hold the lead in this inning, he'll be in line for the victory. 1-1 scoreline in the top of the fourth. Two outs for the Flying Tigers as they're tied with Fort Myers. The Mighty Muscles eliminated from playoff contention, but they are now losing. It just turned 2-1 for Lakeland as they retake the lead. If the Threshers win this and Lakeland loses one of two in their doubleheader, the Threshers will have a half-game lead in first place. With the better head-to-head record, though, the Flying Tigers have the first half tiebreak. First pitch to Hans Montero is a slider that runs a bit too far inside, but Montero gets out of the way in time to make it a 1-0 count. He grounded out to third his last time up. Now faces the 1-0 from Tucker. The pitch. Fastball in for a called strike. It's 1-1. Right at the letters, upper part of the zone for the Tucker heater. 1-1, and he rocks and fires. Slider missing upstairs. It's 2-1. 60 pitches now on the day for Braden Tucker. 33 over for strikes. And he's got a 2-1 count to Hans Montero. So an over 50% strike rate for Braden as Montero hits a hard line drive deep out to right field. Heredia going back, makes the catch on the run out in right center for the first out of the fifth inning. And Raylan Heredia on a ball that was well over his head did a good job just turning and running and tracking that ball down out in right center for the first out in the fifth inning. Some injury news for the Phillies. Trey Turner is expected back on Monday. So the Phillies might be getting their star shortstop back from injury as Willie Montero takes a fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. He flied out to center to end the second inning and is 0-1 today. Montero hitting .234 on the season with five home runs and 28 RBIs. That sinker is bounced on the plate. It's foul, and it's 1-1. Thomas trying to field it in fair territory to get an easy out at first, but it's a 1-1 count to Willie Montero. Threshers lead it 2-0. Trying to take this series against Tampa. 1-1. Montero hits a line drive out to right field. Heredia charging. He makes the catch on the run. Second put out made by Heredia in the fifth inning for the second out of the frame. So two gone. And Kobe Morales coming up to the plate. He led off the third with a strikeout swinging. The Threshers are in the midst of their 11th series of the season. They have won 7, lost 2, and split 1. A split against Lakeland, losses against Lakeland and Bradenton in back-to-back weeks. And the Threshers looking to take the home series against Tampa if they win today. Slider outside, or sorry, inside and high for ball number one. Two gone to Kobe Morales, left-handed hitter, who struck out swinging in his last at-bat. Tucker's got him on the 1-0. Fastball foul back. It's 1-1. Threshers are 3-1-0 at home, 4-1-1 on the road, as they go to the road next week to travel to Jupiter for one of their longer road trips. And that'll be an exciting series between two teams who are fighting for a playoff spot in the first half and the defending Florida State League finalists. Slider over for a called strike from Tucker, and it's 1-2. Hopewell's warm-ups have cooled down in the Threshers' pen. He's up with a ball in his hands, but not throwing as of now. Slider in there for a called strike three, and Braden Tucker ends the fifth, setting the Tarpons down in order with his fourth strikeout of the ball game. So the Threshers send down the Tarpons 1-2-3 in the fifth, and Braden Tucker has Clearwater cruising through the first half of this ball game. We're halfway home. Threshers lead the Tarpons 2-0.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For just $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. And kids, since it's Father's Day, ask your moms to register for you so Dad can relax. Just because it's Father's Day. Other than that, make your dad do it. But you should register for Little Anglers. They're great. First pitch in the bottom of the fifth inning is a fastball for a called strike to Diego Gonzalez. He was hit by the first pitch he saw and stole his first base with Clearwater back in the second. Now Josh Gross starts him out with a 1-0 count as Gonzalez foul tips a fastball off the catcher to make it 0-2. Gonzalez, Owusu-Asiedu, and Viers to lead off the fifth for the Threshers, with the Threshers enter with a 2-0 lead. Braden Tucker in line for the win so far. Both runs coming off Gross in the second inning. As we take another look, seeing that ball just hit off the face mask of the catcher, Tomas Frick. So an 0-2 count to Gonzalez, who has completed his timeout. And now Gross winds and fires. Fly ball high and foul down the right field line. We stay at 0-2. Nothing and two the count. Here's the pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball outside and low. Did he go? He didn't. It's 1-2. Appeal to Caleb George, who said that Gonzalez did not go. One, two. Fastball up and in. Some chin music as Gonzalez brushed off the plate a little bit. 94 mile an hour heater for Gross makes it 2-2. Two ribbies and a 231 average on the season for Gonzalez, who has split time between Clearwater and the Carpenter Complex next door. 2-2. Foul back, and we stay at 2-2. 2-0 the lead for the Threshers. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning with a leadoff man Gonzalez locked in a 2-2 count. Two hits for the Threshers, one error apiece through the first five plus. 2-2 pitch. And Gonzalez is hit again. He is looking right at the pitcher. Unhappy that he was hit twice by Josh Gross, and Gonzalez will head to first base as the leadoff man reaches for the first time since the first inning for Clearwater. And Gonzalez jumping out of the way. Certainly didn't look intentional from Gross, but Gonzalez upset as he got hit in upper back after getting hit in the front shoulder on back-to-back at bat. So, the leadoff man aboard for the Threshers here in the fifth inning. Tarpon still without a man loosening in the bullpen. They're going to lean on Gross for as much as they can. And with Gross already throwing close to 70 pitches, it's about time for the Threshers offense to jump on. Usuasidu swings and misses at a slider, and it's 0-1. He popped out to first in his last at bat. Gonzalez is at first base. He has a steal already today for his first steal of the season. And pickoff attempt back at first, not in time, as Gonzalez is back ahead of the tag. 0-1 to Usuasidu, 2-0 lead for the Threshers, who haven't had a hit since the first inning. Man on first with nobody out. And Gross sets and fires. Slider in the dirt, it's 1-1. Two homers, 14 RBIs on the season for Avery Usuasidu. Tied for the Threshers team lead with 10 steals as well. So if he gets on base, he's dangerous, and he's got some power. 1-1. Swing and a miss behind the slider. Pitch number 70 is over for strike two. It's a 1-2 count to Avery Usuasidu with no one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0 lead for Clearwater. Bullpen's looking clear, but Chase Hopewell has gotten some warm-up time, so looks like he might be the first man out of the pen for Clearwater. 1-2. Quick check on Gonzalez from the starter, Gross. Now he fires home. Fastball up and away. It's 2-2. Pitcher is challenged by Tomas Frick and quickly upheld, so the count stays 2-2. Gonzalez with a short leadoff of first. Usuasidu in the box, facing a 2-2 count. Gonzalez being held on by Hasso. 2-2, and if the slider's fouled back, we stay at 2-2. Still a 2-2 count for Usuasidu. Viers waiting in the wings for the Threshers with nobody out. Two-two hit high in the air out to right field. Charging in is Willie Montero. Hans is called off, and Willie makes the catch in right for the first down of the fifth. Hans Montero, the second baseman. Willie Montero, the right fielder. Both going for the same ball. And that's the first out of the fifth inning. So that'll bring up the leadoff man for the third time today. Jordan Viers led off the ball game with a walk in the first inning. He has now reached base in each of the last four games. 3 walks, 2-for-10 with 4 RBIs is Viers over the last 4 contests. 1 out and a man on first is Viers. Hits a soft line drive out to shallow center field. That is going to drop over the glove of the shortstop. Gonzalez goes to second base, but he is out as he was stuck in between first and second on the shallow pop fly. And it ends up as a fielder's choice to Viers. So a little blooper out to no man's land in center, but quick thinking by the shortstop, Roderick Arias, to make the catch and then get the out at second base. So 2 away now with a man on first and 2-0 lead for Clearwater with Devin Saltabon at the dish with 2 outs for the Threshers. He swings and misses out in front of a slider, and it's 0-1. Viers, 2 steals and 5 attempts so far this season. Takes a lead off of first. 0-1 to Saltamont. Popped up in foul territory down the first baseline. Hasso goes towards the wall. He's not going to get there as the ball falls in fair territory, or in foul territory, to make it 0-2. 0-2 now to Viers. Two gone, to Saltabon. Viers is on first with an 0-2 count and 2 outs to Devin Saltabon in the bottom fifth. The 0-2 pitch, cut on a miss, and that's strike three. Saltabon down on strikes for the second time. Threshers don't score, don't hit, don't record an error, and leave one runner aboard. We head into the sixth inning. Threshers 2, Tarpons nothing.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights here at BayCare Ballpark. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. Great place to go after a Threshers win. Threshers hoping to end the series on another victory, leading 2-0 here in the sixth inning here on Sunday afternoon. Braden Tucker working into the sixth for the third time this season as a slider. In for a called strike to Tomas Frick to start off the top of the sixth inning. Two runs on two hits for the Threshers, one error apiece. And the 0-1 is popped up in foul territory by Frick. Looks playable for Thomas, but it reaches the seats and bounces off of an empty seat into the Tarpons dugout. It's an 0-2 count to Tomas Frick. Two homers, 14 ribbies on the season for Tomas, who is 0-1 today, flat out to center back in the third inning. Nothing to the count as Tucker sets and fires. 0-2, high hack, and it's fouled back by Frick, still 0-2. Hopewell resumes his warm-ups in the Threshers bullpen. Surprisingly, Tampa not sending anyone up out in their section of the left field pen. 0-2 count to Tomas Frick. And now the pitch. Breaking ball, just missing outside, and the slider makes it 1-2 to Tomas. The pitch from Tucker. Slider hammered down the left field line, and there goes the no-hitter. Frick speeds around first base. He's heading into second, where he will stand up with a leadoff double to break up the Threshers' no-hit bid in the top of the sixth inning. First hit of the game, a leadoff double for Tomas Frick, his second hit of the series, and now he is in scoring position for the first time by a Tarpon. And Tucker just kind of hung that slider a little bit, and Frick just powered it down the left field line. That brings up Emmanuel Tejeda as the tying run. He is 0-2 today, despite reaching on an error in the first inning. Grounded out to Gonzalez at third, his last time up. Another such grounder, and the Threshers would have a chance at a double play, but with Tejeda's speed, it'll be difficult to double him up. First pitch to Tejeda, fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Frick on second, 2-0 lead for the Threshers with nobody out so far in the top of the sixth. Threshers, both their runs, both their hits in the first inning. Now Tucker looks over at second, Checks the glove, the 1-0 pitch. Soft ground ball towards short. Ware only play at first base. Sends a high throw to Hediger, who comes down with it, foot on the bag for the first out in the sixth inning. But Tomas Frick moves to third base, so the Threshers infield will push in with the first potential run for the Tarpons, now standing 90 feet away from home plate. So the Threshers infield drawing in on the corners, expecting a bunt from George Lombard Jr., and the middle infield back with Saltaban pinched up the middle. Bryson Ware shifted in between third and second with his heels on the outfield grass. First pitch to Lombard, corkscrews it foul, it's 0-1. Shady area is the ballpark, certainly packed here on Father's Day. Certainly no better, really anything, than going to see a game with your dad. A lot of fond memories of going to ball games with my father, my grandfather, even my uncle. A little more recently, but that's just because my uncle lives closer. 0-1 turns to 1-1 as the fastball strikes the outside corner for Lombard. It's a 1-1 count. He's 0-2 today, struck out and grounded out in his two at-bats. Now he's up with a man on third. One out, 1-1 the count, as the fans cheering for a young fan who just got the foul ball, as the slider misses outside to Lombard, 2-1. To Lombard, and the pitch. High chopper back up the middle. Frick will score. Lombard coming into first, not in time, as the throw from Saltaban gets there in the nick of time. But the first run is scored on an RBI 4-3 ground out by George Lombard. The Tarpons now trail 2-1. So the shutout now over for Tampa. First hit of the game ends up back in the dugout with a run scored. And the Threshers lead now down to 1 with 2 outs in the top of the 6th inning. That'll bring up Roderick Arias, who is 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out, as the slider from Tucker misses low to make it 1-0. Chase Hopewell still warming up in the Threshers' pen. Tucker one of four Threshers pitchers to go 6 innings or more in a ballgame. Micah Ottenbright did it. Mavis Graves has done it. George Clausen did it as well for Clearwater. Now the 2-0. Fastball in for a called strike. It's 2-1. Tucker went 6 innings on May the 2nd in Lakeland and is looking to do it for a second time, this time at home. 2-1's grounded to first. Hediger calls off Tucker. He tags the bag himself, gets out Arias on the grounder for the final out of the 6th. A double and 3 straight ground outs for the Tarpons, but one of those ground outs leads to a run. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left, and the Threshers lead a 2-1 heading the bottom 6.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers baseball and fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com and take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Bottom of the 6th for the Threshers, and they lead it 2-1. Part of the Threshers order coming up here in the 6th, Caden Hediger leading off. Pierce Bennett to follow, and Raylan Heredia is in the hole. Hediger slams the first pitch of the inning, but it goes foul. A little bit out in front of that slider, but he got all of it. And I don't think Gross is going to hit that same spot with the slider in this at-bat. Hediger with a home run already this season. Similar looking to the way he just pulled that ball. 0-1. And a fastball down the pipe. It's 0-2. Hediger hit a pull shot out to straightaway left field on April the 6th in Bradenton in the eighth inning. Two-run shot and a 13-2 win for Clearwater that day. Hediger out in front of the fastball. He swings and misses for the strikeout. And Josh Gross has now struck out five on the day. So Lakeland and Fort Myers in a 4-1 ball game. Leadoff man on in the bottom of the fifth for the Mighty Muscles, though. They trail by three. Threshers lead by one, and Pierce Bennett is a big reason for that. Single steal and a run in the first inning. And without that stolen base, it would be a tie game. Bennett hammers one into center field for his second hit of the ball game. Two singles and three at-bats for Bennett. And the Threshers have a man aboard in the sixth with their first hit since Heredia's RBI single in the first inning. So a nice piece of hitting by Pierce Bennett right on a line. And now Bennett is on first. He already has a steal today to this series, and he's 6-4-9 on the season so far. Fastball in for a called strike to Heredia, who drove in a run on a single back in the first inning. He is 1-for-2. Now facing an 0-1 count with Bennett at first base. No sliding mitt on Bennett, but he inches off of first all the same. 0-1. Heredia takes a fresh fastball in for a called strike two. And Heredia challenged the call, and it did not work, so we stayed 0-2. Nothing into the count. One out, one on. Now the pitch. Heredia holds up the swing. Appeal to the first base umpire. Caleb George says he did not go. So it's 1-2 to Raylan Heredia. Two runs on three hits and an error for the Threshers. One run, one hit, one error for the Tarpons. One, two coming to Heredia. The pitch. This one hitting the air out to left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Bounce right in front of Kobe Morales, and Raylan Heredia has reached on the second single. So Heredia and Bennett each 2-for-3, and they are the runners on first and second with one out here in the inning. Heredia, his second hit of the ball game, has him on first, and that's going to do it for Josh Gross. James Cooper into the mound to pull the pitcher. The Tarpons going to the bullpen for the first time today. And Josh Gross's day is done at 5 1/3 innings of work. We'll give you his full line when we introduce the new pitcher next.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos?
then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Jordy Luciano, fresh onto the roster from the complex, is the new pitcher for the Tampa Tarpons. 5 1/3 innings for Gross. His line not complete with the two runners on, his responsibility. And a rough start for Luciano as the first pitch he throws is wild, bouncing off the catcher's glove and moving each runner up a base. Pierce Bennett to third on the wild pitch, and Raylan Heredia to second. 1-0 count to Bryson Ware with one out in the sixth inning. And the Tarpons infield moves in with two runners in scoring position. 1-0 to Ware, who's had a nice series for Clearwater so far with a home run and about five RBIs. Ware takes a fastball inside, and it's a 2-0 count to Bryson Ware. 5 1/3 innings for Gross. Two runs allowed, and if any of the two runs on base score, those will be on Gross. Two walks and five strikeouts. If the score holds, he'll take the loss. 2-0 to Ware. Fastball upstairs, but it's a called strike, 2-1. Bryson Ware, four RBIs in four games this week. He is 6-for-15, including the 0-for-2 day today. Double homer and three runs scored along with the four ribbies for Ware. He's got a 2-1 count with two on. The pitch. Hard line drive, base hit into left field. One run scores, and Heredia will be held up at third base. It's an RBI single for Bryson Ware. That makes it 3-1 Threshers. Bennett scores, Heredia to third, and Bryson Ware with his fifth ribby of the series on an RBI knock in the sixth, and make that a five-game hit streak for Bryson Ware. Rolled it into left field. Great piece of hitting, even if the infield wasn't shifted. I don't think they would have got to that one. But Ware is on first. The Threshers have the Tarpons cornered here with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ware is responsibility of Luciano, and Heredia on third would be charged to Josh Gross if he scores. So now Gross has three earned runs on the day as Jared Thomas comes up the plate for the Threshers. He takes a fastball outside. It's a 1-0 count to Thomas, who's 0-for-2 on the day. Fly out and a ground out so far, but a chance to do some damage with runners on the corners for Clearwater. Bryson Ware has seven steals in 12 attempts, including one so far this series against the Tarpons. 1-0, fastball outside, and it's 2-0. Heredia on third, Ware on first, as the Threshers get the run back from the top of the sixth inning and lead it 3-1. Hopewell likely to come in for the seventh for Clearwater. 2-0, Ware goes to second. Fastball misses upstairs, no throw, and Bryson Ware in safely with his eighth steal of the season. 3-0 the count now to Thomas, and runners on second and third will push the Tarpons infield in on the left-handed hitting catcher. As we get another look at the steal from Ware, Frick fumbled it initially, but he didn't want to risk the runner coming home from third with Heredia having great speed over at the third base back. 3-0 to Thomas, who takes a quick timeout, digs back into the left-handed batter's box. 3-0 the count, two on, one out. A single could plate two. The pitch, fastball low. It's a four-pitch walk to Thomas that loads up the bases. So Jared Thomas will head to first. Bryson Ware on second after the steal. And Raylan Heredia is on third base. Base is loaded, one out for Clearwater, and Preston Claiborne coming to the mound to have a chat with Jordy Luciano. 14th game in a Tarpons uniform for Luciano. He played four in the complex as well this year. Lakeland is now within one run of Fort Myers. They scored two in the fifth to make it 4-3 in game one of the Twin Bill over in Fort Myers.
Everyone in this room is now done for having listened to me. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Bases are loaded for Diego Gonzalez. Heredia, Ware, Thomas, third through first for the Threshers' third baseman as Gonzalez takes a slider inside for a called strike one. Gonzalez was crunked twice, so he certainly would like to do some damage against this Tarbins pitching staff. Fastball, the outside corner. Sorry, curveball, and it's 0-2. So an 0-2 count to Gonzalez. Heredia on third, Ware on second, and Thomas on first. Bases jacked with one out and one run already across here in the bottom six. The 0-2, Gonzalez takes this the other way, but the ground ball goes foul, and it stays 0-2. Gonzalez already has a stolen base today and is looking for a little more. If he reaches base, or at least one run will score, depending on how. Threshers had a bases-loaded walk yesterday in Game 2 to help them overtake the Tarpons, and ended up, they won that game 5-4. It was during the second game of yesterday's Twin Bill. 0-2 now to Gonzalez as time is called. Stepping off the mound is Jordy Luciano, 7.29 ERA in 13 games for the Tarpons this year. All out of the bullpen, Luciano has one out, now the 0-2. Gonzalez hits a chopper towards third. It's fielded in fair territory. Tejeda thought it was foul, but the umpire at home called it fair. So it's an RBI single for Diego Gonzalez, and the Threshers now lead it 4-1. Each runner moves up a base. Heredia scores, Ware to third, Thomas to second on the RBI single by Diego Gonzalez, his third of the season. And we take another look. That's on the base. That's fair. Certainly no arguments from the Tarpons. Tejeda just a little bit careless. So that completes the line for Josh Gross, as now all runners aboard would be attributed to Jordy Luciano. Bryson Ware is on third, Jared Thomas on second, Diego Gonzalez on first after the RBI single. Curveball misses upstairs to Wusu Isidu when it's 1-0. Two runs in the sixth inning, one out, the bases jack for the Threshers as they're really looking to run up the score here on this Sunday afternoon. Wusu Isidu 0-2 on the day, as he swings and misses at the breaking ball to even the count at 1-1. Wusu Isidu has reached base in each of the last five games prior to today. Getting aboard here would keep the runs a-coming for the Threshers. Four runs on five hits so far for Clearwater, and one out here in the bottom six. The pitch, 1-1, fastball inside, and it's 2-1. So four runs allowed by Josh Gross, five and a third innings, three hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. Luciano, the 2-1. Fastball low and away, it's 3-1. Nowhere to put Wusu Isidu. Diego Gonzalez is on first, Jared Thomas on second, Bryson Ware on third, and he is primed to score if Luciano walks in a run. Both inherited runners already have scored for Clearwater. And now Luciano will get the hit on his ERA if he walks Avery here. 3-1 the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air out to right field, or left field, excuse me. Back goes Morales. He makes the catch, and Ware will come home. Great throw home from Morales. Ware slides, and he's out. Great throw from Kobe Morales, and a 7-2 double play ends the promising sixth inning. So Luciano's ERA doesn't get tagged, but the Threshers score two runs on four hits, and two runners are left aboard without an error in the inning. 4-0 lead, 4-1 lead for the Threshers. Off to the seventh we go.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game at BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, and all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, June 27th. For the 6:30 first pitch against the Bradenton Marauders. Taps and Tacos, always one of my favorite nights. And the Threshers are enjoying this Sunday right now. 4-1 the lead in the top of the seventh, and a new pitcher for the Threshers, Chase Hopewell, who has been dominant in his last two outings and replaces a dominant Braden Tucker. One run on one hit for Tucker, two walks, four strikeouts in six innings of work. He's aligned for the victory. First pitch from Hopewell is a fastball over for a called strike to Hasso, 0-1. And Hopewell, 3 1/3 innings pitch since June the 6th, without a run allowed. Two walks, three Ks, and one hit over his last two outings. And Hopewell on a 3 1/3 inning scoreless streak. Fastball missing up and away to Hasso, and it's 1-1. Hasso, Castillo, and Montero, Hans Montero, the first three that Hopewell will face here in the top of the seventh inning. Three-pitch mix for Chase, and now the 1-1. Fastball just missing, and it's challenged by Thomas. Call is overturned, so 2-1 turns to 1-2 on Dylan Hasso as Thomas gets the first challenge right today. Hopewell, hard fastball is his primary pitch that can reach up to 96, complements it with a changeup curve and a slider. In his 16th game this year, sends the 1-2 home. Hasso grounds it to third. Picked up by Gonzalez. Shuffle towards first. Sends the throw in time for the first out of the seventh inning. So Hasso is retired for the second time today. Now Jackson Castillo will come up to the plate for the Tarpons. He walked in the second and grounded out to short in the fourth inning. So 3 2/3 straight scoreless innings for Hopewell, who has a 6.87 ERA in his first 18 2/3 innings of the season. Slider in for a called strike to Castillo. It's 0-1. Nine walks, 16 strikeouts over the first 16 outings for Hopewell. This is his 16th. 0-1 now from Hopewell to Castillo. This one is hammered high and deep out to right field. Heredia goes back. He's at the track, at the wall, makes a short jump and the catch for the second out of the seventh inning. A towering fly ball for Castillo, but Heredia makes that one look easy, deep in right field for the second out. That's what happens sometimes. One of my dad's favorite things to say about baseball is faster it goes in, faster it goes out. And Chase Hopewell throws hard, so when he gives up some fly balls, they'll go a long way. but that one stayed on the field of play. Two down for Hans Montero as the fastball misses upstairs, and it's 1-0. Hans is 0 for 2 today, ground out to third in the second, fly out to right to lead off the fifth. Now he faces the 1-0 with two gone in the seventh. Hopewell deals, and the fastball misses inside to make it 2-0. Hopewell, two games in the complex last year, started the season on the development list for the Threshers and has become an important piece of their bullpen. Fastball zips by Montero. He challenges the call as it's initially called a high strike and confirmed as a 2-1 count by the home plate umpire Dylan Reed. So Hans will take a quick timeout with Willie Montero waiting in the on-deck circle. Bullpens are clear for both sides, and it's a 2-1 count to Hans Montero with two gone in the seventh. 4-1 lead for the Threshers as Hopewell deals. Slider outside, no go on the check swing, so Hans Montero back in a 3-1 count. A different Montero, Willie, is in the on-deck circle waiting to be the next hitter. Still 4-3 Lakeland over Fort Myers in the sixth. We're in the seventh here, and Montero grounds one to Gonzalez. He sends it to first in time, and a second 5-3 put out of the inning ends the seventh, 1-2-3. Hopewell sends the Tarpons down in order. Now we head to the stretch with the Threshers leading 4-1.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games, so register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Jordan Fires leading off the bottom of the seventh inning. Threshers put up two in the sixth, and Fires is 0 for 2 on the day. Jordy Luciano is getting some help from his teammates on the hill. Threshers with a four-run lead heading in to the bottom of the seventh. A run on a hit for Lakeland. Four runs on six hits for the Threshers. Each team with an error through the first seven and a half innings. Or six and a half innings. Fires reached already today. Four-game on-base streak for Jordan. He takes a breaking ball outside, and it's 0-1 on the cut fastball from Jordy Luciano. He allowed both inherited runners to score and now is up for his first full inning of work without a change in his ERA just yet. 1-0 to Viers, swings out in front of the cutter, and it's 1-1. Walk in the first for Viers extended his on-base streak to four straight games. Third walk in the last four for Jordan. And then he is 0 for 2 with a fly out in the fielder's choice. Slider in the dirt, it's 2-1. To the Threshers designated hitter in Jordan Viers, who's playing all six games of this series, something that really hadn't been done for the most part until Avery Owusu-Asidu and Devin Saltabon did it a couple series ago. 2-1 of Vyers, and the fastball misses low, but Vyers challenges the call, does not change it. Count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Vyers, as that ball ended up at the knees on the outside corner. The pitch from Luciano. Curveball might have broken Vyers' bat as he wraps that one foul, and Vyers will head back to the dugout to get a new stick. Trades out his broken black bat with red grip tape for an all-tan bat, a little pine tar on the handle. Vyers doesn't add any more as he steps back into the left-handed batter's box with a new piece of wood. He's got 8 homers and 32 RBIs on the season, and we'll see how much the tan bat can add to that power display that Vyers has shown, already surpassing his 2023 season totals of homers and ribbies. 2-2. Called strike three, curveball settles over, and Vyers is down on strikes for the first time today. For Luciano, that is his first strikeout, and he completes one full inning with the K to Vyers for the first out in the seventh. One gone for Saltaban, who is 0-2. Parrick Hayes against the starting pitcher in Josh Gross, who's in line for the loss after allowing all four runs. Saltaban slaps a foul backwards, it's 0-1. On the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Just the sixth batter punched out by Tarpon's pitching today. Gross got five, and Luciano just struck out Vyers for the first down the bottom seventh. 0-1 to Saltaban now, 3-1 lead for the Threshers. Salty takes a cutter upstairs, but it's 0-2, as that one is in for a called strike. 2-8 hitter on the year is Saltaban, 6 homers and 29 RBIs. He had his first 2 career home runs on a Sunday for the Threshers, back a couple months ago against Bradenton. Slider low and away, and it's a 1-2 count now to Saltaban, who grounded into a double play and struck out twice in his 3 at-bats today. Now he faces a 1-2 count with no one aboard. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. Another breaking ball fools Clausen. Fools Saltaban. Back-to-back K's for Luciano. For the second out in the seventh inning, that'll bring up Caden Hediger. So two gone, as surprisingly, we may have a call to the bullpen. James Cooper pulling Jordy Luciano in the bottom of the seventh inning with 2 outs in the frame after Luciano got the first 2 outs. 28 pitches thrown for Jordy, an inning and a third, and 2 strikeouts, both coming in the seventh. Right-hander coming out of the Tarpon's pen against Caden Hediger with 2 gone in the seventh. 4-1 lead for the Threshers when we return.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, June 28th, all dog tickets benefit Project Pup, Pets Uplifting People. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities, and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Aaron Nixon, the new pitcher for the Tarpons, making his second appearance of the week. Caden Hediger stays on the left side against the righty. Comes in with a clear set of bags and 2 outs. Hediger slams a fastball foul into the Tarpons' dugout for the first strike of Aaron Nixon's night. Nixon, in his second game of the week, allowed 2 runs in 2 1/3 innings against the Threshers on Wednesday. 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 Ks in that outing. He's got an 0-1 count to Hediger with 2 gone in the seventh, who powers a fly ball high and foul down the left field line. It's 0-2 as that ball reaches the seats before Kobe Morales can get there. Aaron Nixon, the reliever for the Tarpons, has won 2 of the 3 games he has pitched in against Clearwater. 4.76 ERA, 3 runs allowed in 5 2/3 innings of work. 0-2 is the count to Hediger. Now the pitch. Fastball missing outside. It's 1-2, but it's challenged by Tomas Frick and overturned. Called strike 3 to Caden Hediger as the Tarpons bullpen strikes out the side in the 7th inning. Now we head to the 8th. 4-1 Threshers over the Tarpons on this Father's Day at BayCare Ballpark.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Chase Hopewell back out for the 8th. And on the final Friday of every month, the Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. Our next Beach Dogs night is Friday, June 28th, versus the Bradenton Marauders. Swing and a miss on the first pitch of the 8th inning. Slider from Hopewell makes it an 0-1 count to Willie Montero, who has 2 flyouts, 1 to center, 1 to right. 4-1 lead for the Threshers, top of the 8th inning. And Willie Montero hits a ground ball off his left foot. So he'll walk around the batter's circle as Hopewell will get a new baseball from the home plate umpire Dylan Reeves. So Montero walking off the 0-2 foul ball. Threshers the 4-run lead in the top of the 8th inning. Take a look back at the score in Lakeland. 4-3 the lead for the Flying Tigers over the Mighty Muscles in Fort Myers. But maybe in bigger news, Dunedin with a 3-2 lead over the Bradenton Marauders. And the Blue Jays, though, are getting no hit by Bradenton despite leading 3-2. So a wild game in Dunedin over in other Florida State League action. Curveball misses low to Montero. It's a 1-2 count. Willie will be followed by Kobe Morales and Tomas Frick. Six on the pitch clock as Hopewell sets up and has his sign. From the stretch, he fires home. Fastball in the dirt. It's 2-2. Tomas Frick, the only player with a hit in between the bottom third of the Tarpons' order. Only Tarpon with a hit regardless, as his double in the sixth inning broke up a no-hit bid from Braden Tucker. Two balls, two strikes to Montero. Now the pitch. Slammed foul as the fastball reaches the seats out in right field. We stay 2-2 to the Tarpons' right fielder. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Three-run lead for the Threshers in the top of the eighth as we approach the two-hour mark here on this Father's Day Sunday. 2-2 from Hopewell. Curveball back up the middle, and it's a base hit into right center field. Heredia is there, and Willie Montero has his first hit of the day. The Tarpons second to put the leadoff man on for the first time by the Tarpons. Three times the Tarpons have put up a leadoff man aboard. Tomas Frick doubled in the sixth, the leadoff batter of the inning. Emmanuel Tejeda reached on an error in the first. And now Willie Montero on first on that rolling single out to right. So second hit of the day for the Tarpons. Puts a man on with no one out in the top of the eighth inning. Kobe Morales at the dish for Tampa as Hopewell kicks and fires. Fly ball high and foul by Morales. That one goes over the press box, and it's 0-1 to the Tarpons' left fielder. Morales has two strikeouts, one swing, one looking. So he is 0-2 today. 0-1 now to Morales. Hopewell deals. Fastball again, punched foul. It's 0-2. 96 on the heat from Hopewell. As the Threshers have a righty arm likely warming up to close out this game, hopefully in the ninth inning. As Hopewell trying to complete this eighth inning and save the arm of, it looks like, Luis Avila, who could be called on to close it out for the Threshers. Morales checks his swing on the sinking fastball. Appeal to the bases umpire. Caleb George says he did not go. So it's a 1-2 count to Morales. Willie Montero aboard first with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Willie Montero has 8 steals this season. He has been caught once in 9 attempts, 29 for 42 in his 4-year minor league career. 1-2, cut on and missed, and that's strike 3. Chase Hopewell with his first K to get the first out of the eighth inning. And Kobe Morales has 3 strikeouts as Hopewell powers up the cut. Fastball to fool Morales for the first out of the eighth. Now a double play would end it. Tomas Frick at the dish for the Tarpons. 1-2 with a run scored. And Tomas Frick in the box. 2 homers. 14 RBIs so far this season. 1 gone and 1 on. Big leadoff first for Montero. The pitch. Frick takes a fastball in for a called strike. It's 0-1. So Hans Montero, no designs about going to second just yet. Tarpons, not a very aggressive base running team, save for a small handful of guys, like Emmanuel Tejeda, who is on deck for Tampa. Slider missing low, and so 1-1 now to Frick. Threshers in this situation, we've seen it time and time again, trying to avoid the double play. They go for the steal of second. And Willie Montero has stayed parked on first base for the better part of this eighth inning. 1-1. Frick hits a high fly ball into shallow left field. Gonzalez going back. Ware calls him off, and he can't find it. The ball drops in front of Ware, and the throw to second base is not in time. So Tomas Frick gets a bloop single as Ware lost the pop-up in the sunlight. That'll be ruled the third hit of the game for Tampa, second of the inning and second of the ball game for Frick. As Gonzalez is called off by Ware, and with the sunlight directly overhead, it's not an easy play to make, as easy as it might look, as Chase Hopewell will be met by Gustavo Armas and the catcher Jared Thomas. While they talk, we look at the Phillies minor league system. Two tie games as the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are even at one in the bottom of the fourth inning against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Former Thresher Leandro Pineda leading off the bottom fourth. Lehigh Valley has already put up three runs in the top of the fourth inning in Syracuse against the Mets. And they'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning in a 3-3 tie against the Mets AAA team. And the Reading Fightin' Phils finish off their series against the Sea Dogs starting at 5:15 over in Baseball Town with Eflin Contreras coming to pitch for Reading. So two singles, and now the tying run is at the plate in Emmanuel Tejeda. 0 for 3 today, two ground outs, and he reached on an error in the first. He'll be a hard guy to double up, but the Threshers shifted for the twin killing with one out in the eighth. High bouncer to second. This could be something. Saltabon turns, slips to second for one. Where to first? Just not in time as Tejeda beats out the double play ball on the fielder's choice. Frick is retired on 4-6, and Tejeda reaches on the fielder's choice with two outs, and there are runners on the corners for the Tarpon. To third base goes Willie Montero. Two outs in the eighth inning for George Lombard Jr. with Hopewell trying to keep his scoreless streak intact. Five consecutive shutout innings for Hopewell so far. Two gone in the eighth, and George Lombard, who is 0 for 3 today, but drove in a run on a ground out in the sixth inning. That will not be an option in the eighth as the Threshers have two outs on the Tarpons here in the eighth inning. First pitch from Hopewell. Fastball sliced, fouled by Lombard. It's 0-1. So Avila's warm-ups intensify in the Threshers' bullpen. It should be Nixon to finish this game for the Tarpons. And it's an 0-1 count to George Lombard Jr. Runners on the corners with two gone in the eighth, and Hopewell deals. Runner thought about it. Lombard, a weak grounder, foul down the third base line, and it's an 0-2 count to the Tarpons' DH. Nothing into the count. Two outs and two on in the eighth inning. Hopewell trying to end this eighth inning off with a runner on third and two away. On third base is Willie Montero and Emmanuel Tejeda occupying first. Hopewell sent from the first base side of the rubber. 0-2 to Lombard. Runner goes. Fastball bounced foul and will do it again at 0-2. Emmanuel Tejeda will have to head back to the first base bag. So still an 0-2 count. Two away in the eighth. Two on, two outs. Tejeda back to first. He'll resume his lead. And Willie Montero is on third. Nothing in two to Lombard. Now the pitch. Curveball, sliced foul, and we'll do it again. 4-1 lead for Clearwater. Six hits for the Threshers, three for the Tarpons. Each team with an error so far with two outs in the eighth inning. And the no-hitter has been broken up in Dunedin, and Lakeland has added an extra two runs, so they lead it 6-3. Dunedin with one hit, breaking up the no-no with a single in the bottom of the seventh inning. 0-2 again, Tejeda goes. Fastball misses upstairs, and Tejeda will stand up at second base with his fifth stolen base of the series. 1-2 now to Lombard as the fastball missed upstairs. Now the runners are on second and third for Tarpons with two outs. One ball, two strikes, two gone in the eighth. Hopewell sets. Now the 1-2. Upstairs on the fastball. The count evens at 2-2. Looking for the swing from Lombard, but the fastball just rose a bit too high for the DH. First base is open, and Marty Malloy sitting on the second step of the dugout in case he has to put in Luis Avila early. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing breaking ball to mid-earth. Gets away from Thomas, but not far enough to go the runners to come home. So now it's a full count, and we've got a huge pitch coming from Chase Hopewell. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Manuel Tejeda is on second. On third is Willie Montero. George Lombard Jr. is the tying run at the plate. Payoff pitch coming from Hopewell with first base open. Here it comes. Fastball, bouncer, foul down the third base line, and we'll do it again. 3 2-strike pitches fouled away by Lombard. There have been eight pitches thrown in this at bat. He is battling, pushing Hopewell to his limits as the Threshers look to become the first single-A team to get 40 wins on the season. Payoff pitch again coming to Lombard. Hopewell fires home. This one hammered high and deep out to left field. Bennett going back to the warning track, and that's off the wall. Usuwasidu picks it up as 2-run score. He barehands it, throws it into the cutoff man. Lombard slides in. The throw gets away from the third baseman. Hopewell there on the backup. And Lombard stays on third with a 2-RBI triple to make it 4-3 Threshers. So now things are a bit more interesting. Tying run now on third with two outs in the ninth as George Lombard battled through 9 pitches to send a triple out to the left field wall. And now Marty Malloy is going to come and take Chase Hopewell out of the game. He's responsible for the man on third. Hopewell can't get the win, could get a blown save if the inherited runner scores when Luis Avila comes out of the Threshers bullpen to get the 4-out save. 2 outs, the tying run on third. Roderick Arias coming out to the bat for the Tarpon. The 2 gone to the bottom 8. Threshers lead it 4-3.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family. That's not
all on Hopewell. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Luis Avila in for the second time as a Thresher, and a pretty high leverage situation. Tying run on third with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th in a game the Threshers have led since the first inning. Switch hitting Roderick Arias takes a changeup inside for a 1-0 count. George Lombard, who just drove in 2 with a triple, is on third base for Luis Avila, who was dominant in his first outing for Clearwater. 1-0, Arias holds up the swing, and it's called a strike by Caleb Jord. 1-1 the count to the Tarpon shortstop. He is 0-for-3, double play and 2 ground outs to first on the day for Arias. He fouls off a fastball, now it's 1-2. Avila made his Threshers debut on Wednesday, struck out 1 in 2 shutout frames with 1 walk. Now it's a 1-2 count to Arias. 4-3 the lead for Clearwater here in the bottom 8. 2 gone and a man on third. Lombard dancing around the 1-2. Wave and a whip, strike 3. Luis Avila clutches up with the strikeout. Fans, the final batter with the tying run on third. But the Tarpons make it interesting with two runs on three hits. And they get within one, but Luis Avila coming out to start his four-out save, shuts the door, strands the tying runner on third, and we head to the bottom eighth with the Threshers leading 4-3.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Stick around postgame every Saturday night for the best fireworks show in town. Tonight's fireworks are presented by Coppertail Brewing Company. And by tonight, I mean Saturday night's fireworks presented by Coppertail Brewing Company. Heart of the Threshers order, leading off the top of the eighth, trying to get some extra insurance against Aaron Nixon with a one-run lead and the ninth inning looming. Piers Bennett leads off the frame, shrugs off a cutter, but it's called a strike, 0-1. Bennett 2-for-3 on the day. He has scored each time he has reached base with a stolen base back in the first inning. Stolen base proved key as he ended up coming around from second to score on a Heredia single and an error. Bennett takes another pitch, a fastball for a called strike. It's 0-2. Bennett, Heredia, and Ware, each of whom with a hit and a run or an RBI. Heredia, a ribby and a run. Ware, a ribby, and two runs for Bennett. That's the Threshers due up in the eighth as Bennett pokes one out to right field, and that's just past the glove of Montero for a base hit. Here's Bennett coming up clutch for the Threshers, just reaching out and taking a single the opposite way for the Threshers' seventh knock of the ball game. And Pierce Bennett has tied his season high with three hits in a game for the second time this year and in his pro career. Second three-hit game for Pierce, and that'll bring up Raylan Heredia, who is 2-for-3 with a run and an RBI. Five hits combined between Heredia and Bennett, all of them singles. As Heredia takes the breaking ball inside, it's a 1-0 count. Challenge is made by the catcher, and it's overturned by Tomas Frick. So 1-0 turns to 0-1 for Heredia, who has driven in seven runs over the past 2 days. Grand slam in game one of the doubleheader, and another RBI in game two. Swing and a miss by Heredia, and the fastball's by him to make it an 0-2 count. Bennett with a steal already today. He's 6-for-9 in steals on the season. He's got a short leadoff of first being held on by Hassa. 0-2 the count to Heredia with no one out and a one-run lead for the Threshers in the bottom eighth. Nixon fires home. Fastball tap foul. It stays 0-2 to Raylan. Heredia, 5 homers, 25 RBIs on the season, hitting .252. On the year in his first full season with Clearwater after joining the Threshers for a total of 23 games last season, 18 in the regular season and 5 in the playoffs. 0-2 now to Raylan. Slider outside and low, it's 1-2. And a good save by Tomas Frick to keep Bennett on the first base bag. He was ready to go if that pitch went wild. So now it's a 1-2 count to Heredia. And Nixon deals. Curveball upstairs. It's 2-2. So Heredia works the count even after starting behind 0-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count. 4-3 the lead for the Threshers in the bottom of the eighth. Last chance to pad their lead before we go to the ninth. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and that is strike number three. Nixon with his second punch out of the day. One out in the eighth inning with a man on first. And now Bryson Ware will come up to the plate for Clearwater. And he has had a really nice series. Five RBIs in five games this week for Bryson. And he has reached with a hit in all five games against these Tarpons. He is 7-for-16 with a double homer and five ribbies. Fastball missing outside to Ware. It's 1-0. Ware also stole a base, his first swipe of the week. His second swipe of the week and his eighth of the season. 1-0 now to Ware. Nixon sets and fires. Fastball over for a called strike. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out to Ware. 231 hitter on the season with 23 RBIs. He scoots out of the way of an inside slider. It's 2-1. Now the pitch to Ware. Sliced high and foul, clearing the sweeps, and it's 2-2. Ware has played at shortstop and third this week. Seems like just about every other series he'll make a move to outfield. But this is nothing new for Bryson Ware. He played all over in college as well just to get playing time at Auburn University, where he finished his collegiate career. 2-2 now to Bryson. Slider outside. Now the count goes full, and Bennett is going to be ready to take off on the payoff pitch. Three balls, two strikes, one out in the eighth. Threshers with a 4-3 lead. Bennett ready to run. Ware awaits the pitch and bounces a high chopper foul. Will do it again. Three balls, two strikes, one out still. Bennett back at first. Bennett inching towards second. 3-2 coming to Ware. Runner goes. Low, ball four, and the stolen base won't count as the Threshers put two aboard with one out in the eighth inning as Ware reaches on the walk with one out. Now out comes Preston Claiborne to have a chat with the starter, and we'll take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Game one has gone final in Fort Myers. Unfortunately, it's Lakeland with the victory. So now the Threshers need to hope that Fort Myers wins game two of the doubleheader. 6-4 loss for Fort Myers in game one. Jupiter and St. Lucie also started their doubleheader. A 4-0 victory for the St. Lucie Mets for the Jupiter Hammerheads over the St. Lucie Mets. And Jupiter is now a game and a half clear of the Palm Beach Cardinals. They are just starting game two, top of the first in Jupiter against St. Lucie. Dunedin leads Bradenton 3-2 in the top of the eighth inning. And Palm Beach and Daytona will get started at 5. Lakeland and Fort Myers have game two of their doubleheader on its way. As the first game has just come to a close. Threshers lead at 4-3, but they have two on with one out in the eighth inning for the left-handed hitting Jared Thomas against the righty Aaron Nixon in the bottom of the eighth inning. They look to pad their one-run lead before the ninth. First pitch to Thomas. Slider just catching the outside corner. It's 0-1. Ware on first. Bennett on second. Tying a career high with three hits. And the Threshers to one-run lead. Two runs in the first, two runs in the sixth for Clearwater. Tampa with a run in the sixth and two in the eighth. 0-1 to Thomas. The pitch. Connected on a bouncer up the middle. Shortstop. Tag second base back for one. Throws to first. Thomas beats it out. And Ware is out on the six unassisted. But the fielder's choice keeps the inning alive and moves Bennett to third base. And the second out in the inning. Good base running by Thomas, hustling up the line as Ware's slide made it tough for the shortstop Arias to get the throw off in time. So there are two gone now for Diego Gonzalez. Already an RBI single today and a potential for another one with a man on third base. Two outs and two on. Runners on the corners with one gone or two gone in the eighth. For the Threshers, the one-run lead. Gonzalez swings and misses at a curveball, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one count. Two outs. Bennett on third, and on first base is Jared Thomas. 0-1 to Gonzalez. Swing and the miss over a top of a slider, and it's 0-2. Gonzalez has reached all three plate appearances, hit by a pitch twice, stole a base, and drove in a run after he singled in the sixth. Now he faces an 0-2 count as he takes a timeout. One-run lead for Clearwater, seven hits to the Tarpons, 4-3 lead in the bottom of the eighth. Nixon sets himself up from the first base side of the rubber. 10 on the pitch clock, he's in his set. The line of the pitch, slap foul by Gonzalez. It stays at 0-2. The Tarpons will have the heart of their order up in the ninth inning. Jaso Castillo and Montero. It'll be their last chance as the Threshers look to close out this series with their fourth straight win. Nothing into the count to Gonzalez. Threshers have led the whole way today. An insurance run would be big for Clearwater here. Slow roller towards third, scooped up, and a tough throw to first by Tejeda, and Gonzalez is out on the tag. And that will do it for the eighth inning. The Threshers threaten, they get a hit and leave two stranded in the eighth and head to the ninth down by one run. Emmanuel Tejeda with a run-saving play, and that was a close call over at first base. We can debate that in the break. Threshers head to the ninth up by one. Luis Avila comes out looking for the save.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Last chance for the Tarpons. Jaso Castillo, Montero to go against Luis Avila, who tries for his first save as a Clearwater Thresher. A strikeout with a man on third in the eighth. So clutch pitching we've seen already from one of the newest Threshers. Jaso loops a towering fly ball foul down the first base line, and it reaches the seats to start off the ninth, 0-1. Jaso walked in the fourth and is 0-2 today. Strikeout and a ground out for the Tarpons' first baseman. 0-1 to Jaso. Curveball in for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Avila, four saves in five attempts in the complex league this year. He had one save in the Dominican Summer League last year in four attempts. This would be his first with the Threshers. 0-2 is in on the ground to Ware. Picked up on a pair of hops by Bryson. He sends it to first, and there's one out in the ninth inning. Routine play at short for Bryson Ware, and the first batter is out in the bottom of the ninth. The top of the ninth inning. I'm dumb. Jackson Castillo, also 0-2 with a walk, like Dylan Hasso. Ground out and a fly out in his other two ABs. Left on right matchup as Avila sets at the belt and fires. Bouncing breaking ball, and it's 1-0. That one outside on the heater, 2-0. One out, base is clear in the top of the ninth. Threshers with a one-run lead. 2-0. Fastball up and in. It's 3-0. The count. Get me over heater right down Main Street. Taken for a strike by Jackson Castillo. Walked in the first, grounded out to short in the fourth, both on 3-2 counts, and then on a 0-1 pitch, he flied out to right back in the seventh. 3-1, hit high in the air, deep out to left field. Bennett inches towards the foul line. He makes the catch on a slow jog for the second out of the ninth inning. Pretty well hit by Castillo, but that one just hung right up there for Pierce Bennett out in left. Two down, and Hans Montero with the last chance for the Tarpons. He's grounded out to third twice and flied out to right once, so he's 0-3. Avila trying to keep that goose egg in the hit column for Hans, who has three homers, including one this week, and 9 RBIs. Curveball inside for a called strike. It's 0-1. Avila not messing around in the ninth inning. Quick strike, and now he sets the 0-1 home. Another curveball. This one drops just below the zone, 1-1. Fastball just through the legs of Thomas. 2-1 now the count to Hans Montero. He's played second and third this week for Tampa. Shortstop usually occupied by either Rodrick Arias or George Lombard. It's been Arias for the majority of this series. Hammer down the left field line. Deep, but foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on in the ninth. Avila receiving the fan support as he tries to pump in the final strike. Popped foul, will do it again. 81 on the slider from Luis Avila. Looking for his first save in single A. 2-2 again to Montero. Here's the pitch. Again fouled back, and Hans Montero doing everything he can to stay alive here. 4-3 lead for the Threshers. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Avila not shaken by the multitude of foul balls from Hans Montero. 2-2 again. This one should do it. Chopper to third. Field on a pair of hops by Ware. He shuffles. High throw to first, and it's an error. That's a tough way to keep the game going. Second error of the game for the Threshers. E6 puts the tying run aboard with two outs in the ninth. Now Willie Montero is up for the Tarpons. He is 1-3. Scored a run on the triple in the eighth inning after he hit a leadoff single. Looked routine. Did that last one. We'll see if Hans Montero tries to seal second with two outs here. Avila about to throw pitch number 20 to Willie Montero. First pitch, swung on and missed on the slider, and it's 0-1. Four-three lead for Clearwater, top of the ninth. Fastball, sliced foul. Hediger giving chase. He makes the catch over his shoulder. Unbelievable play by Caden Hediger to break the winning out in foul territory. Four straight wins for the Threshers as Caden Hediger makes an over-the-shoulder catch to finish off the ball game. Running down the foul line, and Hediger seals the win and the series for the Threshers as all eyes now go to Lakeland and Fort Myers. As if Lakeland wins, they take a half-game lead heading into the final three games of the first half. If Lakeland loses, the Threshers take a half-game lead in the final three games of the first half. Threshers, the 4-3 victory, their fourth straight win, and they take the second series 4-2 against the Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons won the first two. The Threshers muscled up, swept the doubleheader yesterday, and won four straight to polish off the series. Three hits from Bennett, six innings of one-hit ball from Braden Tucker. Luis Avila got the save in an inning and a third. One hit, two strikeouts, one walk, and no runs allowed. Chase Hopewell struck out one in an inning and two-thirds as well. And Raylan Heredia drove in a run. So did Ware, so did Gonzalez, as the Threshers got just about everybody involved in their fourth straight victory. We're back tied for first place. Threshers and Flying Tigers all square with one more game in Lakeland and Fort Myers' doubleheader looming, that game to be played later this afternoon. Braden Tucker earned his third win of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. He'll be next to the Threshers dugout having a chat with our guy Jesse Rodriguez as he gets the third win of his season in his second game off the injured list. So Jesse Rodriguez and Braden Tucker getting sent behind home plate to talk with one of our players of the game. Braden Tucker is standing by with Jesse Rodriguez, and we'll go down to the field for the post-game interview. Jesse? Thank you, Jesse, and thank you, Braden, not just for taking the time to interview with Jesse, but also for pitching fantastically and securing the win. Tucker moves to 3-0. Let's see how it happened as we give you one final recap getting ready for next week's series. The Threshers came into today in a tie for first place as we gave out some caps to fathers, a little father-son pregame catch, and then Braden Tucker made the whole team of Tampa Tarpons his sons. Four strikeouts, and he did not allow a hit until the fifth inning. That was not the case for the Threshers, as they had two hits in the first, one from Pierce Bennett, followed by a single by Raylan Heredia after Caden Hediger walked. Bennett had moved to second on a stolen base. An error to first base allowed two runs to score for the Threshers as they took a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Heredia moved to second on the pitch. Tucker kept his no-hit bid going until the sixth inning when leadoff double by Tomas Frick played the first hit for the Tarpons. They ended up scoring in that inning, but in the bottom of the sixth inning, the fortunes change. Clearwater bounced back on a one-out single by Bennett off of Josh Gross. Then Raylan Heredia singled again, and Jordy Luciano came in to replace him. Bryson Ware singled in Bennett to make it 3-1 Threshers before the A walk to Jared Thomas loaded up the bases. Ware ended up stealing second. And Diego Gonzalez drove in a run on an infield bases-loaded hit and a misplayed ball by Emmanuel Tejeda. That made it 4-1 Clearwater after the sixth inning. A triple by George Lombard put the Tarpons within one, but Chase Hopewell struck out one, an inning and two-thirds, and Luis Avila was almost perfect, striking out one, only letting one batter reach on an error. And Caden Hediger made a great play in foul territory to finish off the game and seal a 4-3 win for the Threshers. Four runs on seven hits for the Threshers. Four wins in a row for the Threshers. So they move back into a tie for first place, pending the result of Fort Myers and Lakeland's second game of their doubleheader. Threshers travel to Jupiter on Tuesday to begin a six-game set against the Hammerheads. Three in the first half, three in the second half. Two teams in a rematch of the Florida State League Championship League Series from a year ago. And both are fighting for the first half playoff spot. First half will come down to the final week in the Florida State League, and I'll have the radio call beginning at around 6:30, with that being the first pitch on Tuesday. Until then, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to today's win. Threshers with a 4-3 victory. Big shout-out to all the dads, especially mine, on Father's Day, as we hope you enjoyed your Father's Day. Thanks for spending it with us. My name is Josh Sperber, and on behalf of the best production broadcast team in all of sports, I want to bid you a happy Father's Day. Please enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We'll see you back at BayCare Ballpark in the second half.